what do you know? It's unwrinkling time. Thanks, Hassan, for that wonderful introduction. I remember Monday. We've got the Viper of mediated banter here with us tonight. He doesn't like to talk over jazz. It's what makes him a low-lying creature. Belly lying.
Skinless, actually.
He lies with his belly.
Like a skinless squid. The numbers are saying straight ahead. He just turned his camel off.
It's only so I can fill all the humps of ears waiting to be unwrinkled. Cha-cha. I did promise some funky stuff earlier tonight. So I'll do that. There's three CD players here. The second one used to be my favorite. Tonight, it hath slapped me three times in a row already. And yet, those humps must be unwrinkled. It's actually a variation on the unwrinkled ear, which is the unwrinkled, wet, roasted hump.
We're gonna try to break in with a few skinless vibrations from time to time. Unhumping.
Thank you.
destination real. What I'm an ever spending time whirling around or to draw. But what if I to do? My mind is in a whirlwind. Give me a little hope. One small thing to cling to. You got me going in circles,
Plaster cast is taking.
The unhumped Christmas tree is still skinless.
I think I should relate a story that...
Legal disavow.
...has some sort of bearing on tonight's program.
Magnetic North.
Yeah.
intermission is brought to you by Frank Honest Candor.
The reason that's been labeled an intermission is the same reason he was labeled as a viper.
Squid.
Here's an aphorism for you. It's number 2 on a record of 26 statements on the situation by an aphoristic trio recorded in Greece. Floros Floridis on reeds, Peter Kobold on bass, Gunter Baby Summer on drums and percussion.
The late Peter Kobold.
Fucking God. That's what happens when you try and push a button and there's something in the way and you push the wrong goddamn button. Jesus fucking Christ. No. Yeah, here. We're all gonna get fucky. Here, there's this too. You want that? You want that? No.
While we deal with this minor technical difficulty, I want to relate to you a small proverb that I just read in the selected writings of Alexander Hamilton today. It started with a green screen production of the newest show on television. Made for less seen, not...
Oh, I thought you were giving us some intermedial stuff here.
I thought you'd learn how to press play on the CD player.
The CD player was fine. I'm just giving you a little background for your story. Tell me about the banks. No, I'm not gonna roll. Trying to give me hand signals and shit. Jesus Christ. There's a reason this goes onto an arc. I've... Aphorisms are short.
Alexander Hamilton was tall.
they love Santa Claus on the evening stage. They know where to pull the curtain and hide from hunger's rage. There ain't no town to stop in. There ain't no time to stop in. There ain't no straw for my horse. There ain't no straw for my bed. There ain't no comfort in cold clothes. There ain't no room or food for my stomach. Then someday I'm gonna be safe. Cause I gotta eat and drink and breathe and sleep, and I'm asleep. Down in Harmony's Grotto, there was soul dying and leaving every second on the evening stage. There was soul dying and rotten and picking some new kind of cotton with his fingers broken in his heart back and forgotten. And there ain't no Santa Claus on the evening stage. Ho 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 ho.
Reluctant to use the word intermission.
Yeah, after that thrashing.
But I want you all to sing along. P. L. A.
Oh my God, that's Mommy. I wanted a puppy that was funky. Bring me the funky puppy.
Stands all alone. You can hear her hum softly from her fire escape in the sky. She fills the bags neath her eyes. Didn't time sound sweet yesterday? In a world filled with friends,